12, starting with the 10th verse. Well, let's go with the 9th verse. It said, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confidence and hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always eager to practice hospitality. Lord, we thank you for your word. But as some in this house that you're going through some things and you're questioning, Lord, why am I going through those things? But the Lord told me to tell you, for some of you, he's splitting you open and he's cleaning you out and he's doing a surgery on you. So when obstacles come in your life and you think that this is the devil hitting me, some of it is not the devil hitting you. It is God shaking you up and cleaning those things out of you, because he has plans for your life. Hallelujah. So it's a few of you in here that God gave me specific words for as I was praying at the altar. And I know one was Shaniqua and Marlon. So if you could get Marlon for me. Thank you, Jesus. And this young lady all the way in the back with the gray on. You, thank you. Yes, you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, sekeda lo 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 bo so. Y'all pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. Sekeda lo lo bo so. He shot na 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 lo lo bo so. Koradeya sa. Oladadeya sekeda da. And those of you who truly, I'm not talking about some manner, I'm talking about, I feel like it's one or two in here that are really going through something. I feel the word strenuous, very heavy pressure, that you don't know what to do with. That's you. Please come to the altar now. Oh, take it out. Don't be ashamed. Just move. Hallelujah. Move while God is moving. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, take it out. Oh, so good. I need to show for that. He's seen it. Shaniqua and Marlon, I'm going to say what the Lord is saying to me. But when I say this, I'm not going to say it in the mic. I'm just going to say it to you two, and then I'll finish the rest of it. Concerned about your finances. Don't be moved by finances at all. God got you, but he wants you to, all you have to do for him is just worship him. Believe in your heart. Now he's taking you to a new level. What you used to do is not going to work. Now it's time to walk in the supernatural. And that's for everybody that's in here. It's time for us to walk in the supernatural. How you used to, Lord, I thank you, Lord, help, bless me with this, bless me with that. Those days are over. Those days are over. Now you're going to have to put up or shut up. Either you're going to believe what the word say, you're going to take him at his promises, or it's not coming to pass. It's just that simple. But God got great things in store for you all. Great things in store. Don't block what he said. Because that's him working. That's him working. God birthed things in the midst of our troubles. Remember that. give him praise right now for what he's doing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I saw the Spirit of the Lord saying that he's going to meet you right where you at. God said he's transitioning you. He's moving things and people out of your way that is trying to stop you from moving forward in him. Every distraction God is breaking off of your life today. And for this day, going forward, God is calling you. For there's greatness inside of you, said the Lord. I have a magnificent work for you. If you lay before me and you seek me, I will move expediently, says the Lord. Yes, expediently I will do it. So when you begin to call out on my name, God said, I'm there. It don't matter what it looked like. It don't matter what it feel like. God got you. You understand? Y'all reach your hands out toward her right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. God, everything that is misaligned, bring it into divine alignment in her relationships. God, divine alignment in her finances. Divine alignment, God, in her workplace. Divine alignment, God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that is crooked in her life, God, we thank you for making it straight right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for moving quickly and fast on her behalf in the name of Jesus. God, comfort her and heal every hurt in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off of her mind because her mind belongs to the Lord. God, we pray that you would give her the spirit that will want to renew her mind in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you that her ears are open, that she can hear you clearly. God, we thank you for giving her 20/20 vision in the spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for victory in her life in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody give God praise for that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So for those who are here because of that strenuous thing that is holding you and you don't know which way to go and you don't know what to do, you're the ones that I was talking about in the beginning that the Lord said he was splitting you open. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a new day, a new time, and a new season. So this is what the Lord say about what's going on and concerning you. Walk in me. Trust in me with all your heart. Never lean to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge me. And I promise to direct your path. So if you believe me, saith the Lord, that thing that's been holding you is broken today in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall not hold you anymore. It shall not cause you to lose sleep anymore. For today is your day, saith the Lord. Victory is yours, saith the Lord. Know that it's done. It don't take a lot with God. All it takes with that heart is to truly believe. With that heart is to have faith in him. And it is done. It is done. Say, Father God, I believe that you have answered. And the answer is yes and amen. Y'all could go back to your seats and give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Now it's time to walk in what I called you to walk in. The Lord says, seek him out, and he's going to be revealing to you your next steps to take. No more sitting back, no more procrastinating. God said, it's time to move because he needs you. He has set you apart for a reason. And those that in your family, the Lord said you don't have to be concerned about them. God said he's going to take care of them. He's already done it. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it looks like. Salvation is going to hit your household. everybody that you've been concerned about. Oh my God, I feel his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody you've been concerned about, God said he has answered. Stand back and see his manifestation. Believe everything that the prophets say today, because it's not the prophet, it's God. And he's coming to your household and he's shifting things just for you. God heard you. Dry your tears, saith the Lord. No more tears. Rejoice in the Lord. Let's give God praise for what he's doing in her life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God said, you thought things that have been happening in your life, moving for you in a good way, that was it. But God said he's getting ready to take you places that you've never been before. God said he's opening doors that will amaze you. These little doors that's been open, God said that was just the beginning. God, so don't look at your finances, your financial situation, because God say by the end of this year, you will see a magnificent change in your financial situation. You will never have to worry about what we're going to do. You and your husband will never have to worry about it, because God is going to use both of y'all, but he said he's going to use you to open the door. I see the angel of God. I see the swift angel of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see the swift angel of God kicking open doors just for you. Kicking open doors just for you. Kicking open doors just for you and your family. Stay faithful. Don't give up. God said he will not leave you. He has equipped your mouth. He has put his words in your mouth. And when you speak power. So be careful what you say out of your mouth. Because the things that you say out of your mouth, be it good or be it bad, God said it will come to pass because what's on your life. So be careful what you speak. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I praise you for what you're doing in your children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, I could have called you up, but God said, come to you. That means he's knocking on your door. He's ready to use you. He brought you from a mighty long way. His hands was always in your pain. So it didn't matter what people thought about you. God said, I was there. When they left you, God said, I was there. Hallelujah. Let me get an usher right here in the name of Jesus. God said, he was there for you. When you didn't understand what was going on, God said he was there. But he took those situations to make and mold you today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God is resetting your mindset. And stay in the word. Stay in his word. Because he's renewing your mind. He said your finances and things that's going on in your life, only thing that has to change is your mindset. If you change your mindset, God said the money will come to you. If you change your mindset, God said new relationships will come to you. God is removing everything that's old out of your life, because today is a new day, saith the Lord. Oh God, we thank you right now for victory. We thank you right now for doing it. Let it be so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is anointing. This is anointing. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it go. Let it go. Yay, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I feel his presence in his voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So God say, I heard the Lord say, so I did it. And I delivered his children from Thailand. God said, I'm going to deliver you out of your cave. Hallelujah. God is delivering Lionheart out of